And on the line now, I have Louise Lowry from the Santry Whitehall Forum. Good afternoon, Louise.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. And thanks very much for taking the call. Now, we're going to talk about an upcoming community event, a funeral and a vision for Santry. But before we get into that, Louise, will you just explain to the listeners about the Santry Whitehall Forum, how it came about and what it's all about?
Well, the Santry Whitehall Forum came about because of all the development that's happening in Santry at the moment. Now, we're not against development. It's just that in an area like Santry, permission has been granted for 12 to 14 storey apartments plus a hotel. In 1/4 kilometre area in Santry, covering Swiss Cottage, Santry Place, Omni Living and Buckley's, who are awaiting their decision. That's 964 apartments, and anything from 1,900 up to 3,000 people could be in our area. And, you know, we formed just, you know, we have to do something about it. It's putting in all these apartments, and then as our message will be on when we are having our funeral march, is, you know, Santry needs help. We need to have health, education to limit heights and have a plan for Santry. It's all very well putting in all these apartments and then nothing there. No transport. The transport, the Lewis, the Dart, the metro's been pushed back. We've none of that. The buses are full because they're coming from Sword, so they're full when they get to Santry. So we felt we just had to set up and be a voice for the people of Santry and not let it just become a concrete jungle.
Yeah, and the traffic on the Swords Road, as it is can be quite heavy.
It's just horrendous. And if you then have, there's parking places being given to these apartments, 200 in one apartment complex alone. So you have all of them trying to come back out onto the Swords Road in the morning. Because there's no schools in Santry and all the doctors are full, they're going to have to be using their cars to come out to bring their children to school or maybe go to the hospital, go to the doctor, because we've got no transport there either. You know, the politicians, the council, they talk about a 15-minute city and that we can get to everything in 15 minutes whether walking by bike. That's not going to happen in Santry.
No way.
We'd love to see, I know, it's just, it's pie in the sky, really. It would be great if it could happen, but I don't see it happening any time in the future.
No, and that many families there moving into it. Santry is quite small as it is. And you mentioned a hotel. They're thinking of building a hotel.
Omni Living has got permission to build a hotel. They got the permission last year to build a hotel, along with their apartments will start at 12 stories and come down to 7 stories. They are getting to build 324 apartments with a hotel as well. I mean, why a hotel for Santry, and why was that given permission? I just don't get it at all. Build a school.
No, I talk to a lot of local councillors, and there's just so much frustration out there because of all the planning permission that's been granted, and they're not consulting with the local community.
They're not, and we did have a meeting with the Housing Minister, Dara Ryan. That took 9 months to get. You know, and okay, a lot of these now, they're already built and permission has been granted. And he said when he's getting rid of the FHDs, the strategic housing developments, which just seem to go, no matter how many people object to them, just get stamped and off it goes. And we did say to him, one of the main things in whatever new law he brings in, or new FHD kind of thing, he needs to put community consultation on that.
Yeah.
You know, we're not against the building, the development needs to be done, but they have to be reasonable. 12 stories, and if Heath and Buckley's are just waiting now, that corner there, for there to see what they put in their permission, 7th of November, they'll get their decision. That starts at 14 stories. It just beggars belief.
14 stories. That's
14 stories. Yeah.
That's
there
crazy.
There on that corner, going down again, I think, to about 7 or 8 stories. But imagine living in 14, you know, up on the 14th story with a family, you know, and you've no garden and nowhere to go. Because bringing in all these people to Santry, the community centre is fully booked and they cover everything for all ages. The GAD soccer clubs in the areas have waiting lists. And if you won't get it, as you know yourself, getting into a school is crazy.
Yeah. And that area would be close enough to Dublin Airport. And I imagine somebody living in the 14th floor. You know, it'd be fairly disturbing the sound of planes going up. Right?
Oh, it would, yeah. I mean, when you move into an area like that, I mean, I've been in the area in 20 years myself, and you get used to the planes going over. But I'm in a house.
Yeah.
I can just imagine up on the 14th story there, it would just... I think I would be a little bit nervous. I mean, I did a few years ago, I used to work at, it's called the Metro Hotel now,
yeah.
And they would be 14 stories. And they had to put a lot more, you know, be a bit more visual there because it was nearly an instant with a plane there. And the other thing is, if, God forbid, there was a fire. The fire services, they just do not have the equipment to deal with the fire up that high.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Dublin Airport themselves didn't object to it. The authority didn't object to this, the height.
Oh, everybody objects. Even the Department of Education put in an objection for the Omni Living. That was last year. Both SHDs, they just seem to get stamped, and there you go. Off you go. We've a housing crisis. This needs to be done. We get that. But do 5 to 7 stories.
Yeah.
You know, 14, 12. Where I live, and they'll be looking in my bedroom window, you know, and my light will be gone, and a lot of other people as well around me. It's hard to
believe some of the stuff that's going on out there. And isn't there some rule or something that if you're building more than 100 units, then you don't have to go through Dublin City Council, which is crazy.
Oh yeah, that's what the SHDs are. Once they're over 100, it goes to Bourke and all that. You can object. They'll take the €20 off you. But every single one has gone through. And they say, we're just waiting on, well, I think it's Chadwick's now, but well, everybody, I think, would know that Eaton Buckley's there on the corner of Santry Avenue. And, you know, they'll have the decision on the 7th of November. And really, we don't hold out much hope of that being turned down. That's going to go ahead.
Yeah, and you just mentioned a €20 fee there for to make an objection.
Mm.
A residents' association, a gang of residents can get together and all sign their names, and it'll still only be €20. So just to let people know that, you know.
Oh yeah, that'll still only count as one. You know, if the residents' association or the Santry Forum put in an objection as the forum, it's only counted as one. You know, we all have to get out there and put in. And it does put people off each time. To have €20 mightn't sound a lot to some people, but it is.
Yeah.
You know, especially a lot of people have been out of work in the last year. I just be constantly doing it, and every time you do it, sure, it gets passed. Yeah.
And I remember doing an interview going back now a while ago. It was an objection to people cutting down trees on the Swords Road. Did that happen, or be knocked on the head, or what's the story?
I think that's been on it. That was to do with a lot of the kind of taking people's gardens, cutting down trees.
Yeah.
Was all to do with the bus connects, which seems to have gone aside now as well for Santry. But it really wasn't going to work out. They wanted to take away people's gardens. They wanted to have 2 lanes of traffic, a bus lane either side. I was just thinking, if I was driving in my car, I'd be squeezed in. But no, at the moment, that's kind of knocked on the head.
Well, that's something anyway. But
that took a lot of campaigning, John. Like, back in the time when... See, that's been the problem with COVID and restrictions. It's only now that we can start to get back out there and actually do something, you know, and be visual.
Okay, tell us about this community event, a funeral and a vision for Santry.
Yeah. I know it probably wouldn't be everybody's cup of tea, but it's just something we feel it's different. It's not just a march. It's what we're doing on Saturday, the 30th of October, 2 o'clock. We're going to have a funeral march. And what the theme really is, it's to say really, I suppose, goodbye to old Santry and to show our vision for the new Santry, I suppose, what we'll have to call it. It's going to start from the Whitehall flyover, the kind of green area there, and we're going to just go up to Santry Villas. There's another green area there. It'll take about 30 minutes. We have a piper to lead the way. And we do have a coffin, and we will have that covered, and we will have our message on that, and Santry needs help, which is the health education to limit the heights and the plan. And we really do hope people will come out and support us. I know some people will kind of feel, oh, you're going to disrupt the traffic, but it's for, you know, a very, very good reason, and to get our voice heard, and hopefully, you know, somebody hears us, and we don't keep getting these 12 and 14 stories. And if we do, there's some plan with them, some plan.
As I said, it's hard to believe 14 stories. Sometimes yeah. I think that these are developers that go in and they say 14 stories and then they say, okay, right, we'll only go 10.
Oh, they're not anymore. They're literally, they're going in. It's just money making for them. And the other side of it is they're all built to rent. No affordable housing, no social housing. And it's very hard, even as a forum, to know what we can do. Whether we're pushing, we got the meeting with the minister, but will our, you know, did he listen to us? I hope he did. You know, we're trying everything we can now that we can get out there again and hear, get everybody to hear our voice. But most of them have already, you know, Swiss is finished, Santee Place is finished, Omni Living. Well, they got their permission a year ago. We're just wondering what's going on over there now. They don't engage with us at all, as you can imagine. And we'll see with Heaton Buckley's. I mean, it's been up to us. Another thing we're doing is engaging a town planner at the expense of, you know, the community were very, very good when we set up a GoFundMe. And we're going to do up a local area plan and hopefully present that to whoever we need to and have on this what Santee needs. Like, you know, a work club, a library, community yeah. centre, you know, all weather pits, whatever. We're open to ideas from everyone in the community and we'd love for them to get in contact with us. And just to say, we are having our AGM on the 11th of November at 7:30. And we'd love everybody to come along. And if they want anything discussed with us, to let us know, santeewhitehallforum@gmail.com. And we have so far Paul McAuliffe, Desi Ellis and Roisin Shortall is confirmed to come to that. Because at the beginning of that, we want to do a debate about kind of development in Santee. Is it community or development led? And we'll have 30 minutes of that. And then we move on to all our other business in our AGM. So we keep busy. We keep busy.
Yeah. Well, it's a good topic, community or developer-led, because there's an awful lot of people out there very, very annoyed because developers seem to be getting their way all the time. And communities.
They are, and we're not able to do anything about it. And it's now we really need to get out there and get our voice heard and say, look, if you want to come in and build in our area, please consult with us. We're not going to say, go away, get out of here. We say, look, from speaking to people, most people are happy, 5-7 stories, you know, it has to be done, but please plan other things like doctors and schools and everything with it.
Yeah, I know, I can hear the frustration in your voice, Louise.
And I think I speak for everybody. I did speak to another group on this, and they said, oh my goodness, you're so passionate, but you have to be, and you kind of have to believe in it. And they have to change from this build to rent. They really do. I mean, people paying anything. These apartments, €1,700 for a one-bed apartment without your bills.
€1,700.
And the two beds will be anything from 2.5 upwards. This is Santee.
Yeah.
You know?
And it, like people moving in there, young couples moving into that, they can't afford to save for a deposit. And €1,700 a month is not taken into account by banks, you know. They can afford.
Oh, absolutely not.
And, you know, there is a housing shortage, a huge housing shortage, and people don't object to building houses for people or building apartments for building, but just within reason.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as you said, it would be great if the banks could take into consideration all the rent that people are paying, and they're doing it for, you know, you're not talking 1 or 2 years, you're probably talking 5, you could be talking 10 years with people. And if they're paying that continually, not missing the rent, why can't they take that into consideration when somebody goes for a mortgage? Because as you said, they can't save when you're paying that and then trying maybe to pay crash fees and just live, you know, feed yourself.
Yeah. No, as I said, the frustration out there is something fierce. And I'd hate to be a young couple starting off and want to create, have a family. It's been made impossible for them to get their own home.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I, as you say, my heart goes out to them because they are going to be forever living in a rented accommodation or living at home. you know, where a lot of people rent and then they have to move back in with family to be able to save, and their families, you know, are very good to them in not, you know, just taking to cover the bills and saying, right, you get, you know, try and save there to buy yourself something. But the other side of it is, with all these developments, if they're all built to rent, where are people going to buy?
Yeah.
They're going to be relying on, you know, a house becoming available in Santry maybe when somebody unfortunately dies. And that's not going to be happening that often. You know?
Yeah. It seems to be all apartments they're building now. There's not a lot of housing.
Yeah. I mean, if they could, in an ideal world, I would love, instead of building all these apartments in Santry, they would build houses. But, as you know, for developers, houses don't make money.
Yeah.
They don't make money. You know, and everyone says we need to go up. There's a city centre where you can go up or keep it to a reasonable level. I mean, I drive to Ballymun quite regularly these days and I see what they've done up there. And you don't see high rises at Ballymun now. You know,
like, yeah. So
why can't they do that in Santry? You know, it's working quite well up there. Do, you know, 2-3-4 stories up there. But again, it's all down to money with the developers.
Yeah,
they make money.
Yeah, it's
you know, they walk away at the end of the day back to their big house or wherever they are, and when it doesn't bother them, you know,
yeah,
they don't care.
And it's happening all over the place, unfortunately. You know, they're talking about building a hotel and the Kilmore Road there for,
I know.
Why? I do not know. You know, it's crazy.
We have enough hotels and all over them. Like, I know there's been Lucan as well. I think they want to build about 16 stories there. It's just really, as you say, you get so frustrated with it because there's nothing you can do. You know?
Yeah, I know. As I say, I talk to a lot of councillors and a lot of residents and associations, and the frustration is really bad out there. And it's not just frustration; it's anger, it's hopelessness, and it's terrible what's going on.
And many, many, many levels. And we do try and engage with our local TDs, and they have been great. And I believe Roisin Shortall is going to, you know, raise the question to Doyle about the school in Santry. You know, but it all takes time. These apartments will fly up, and then what happens then? You know, I just don't know where we go with this. Really, really don't. But we're trying to get out there and get our voice heard and see what we can do for Santry going forward.
Okay, Louise. Well, I hope something comes from it all, and they reduce the height of the 14 stories. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
before we end, everybody can come out and support our funeral march on the 30th, and kind of let people see, you know, hear our voice and hopefully listen to us.
And that's Saturday, 30th of October.
October at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock, and then the AGM is the 11th. Of November.
11th of November at 7:30. And that will be at the Santry Community Resource Centre.
Yeah.
And again, if anybody needs, you know, to contact us, santrywhitehallforum@gmail.com.
Yeah, and it's fair that the AGM, it involves everybody in the Santry area. So
absolutely everybody welcome, and we really, really want everybody up there. It's no point in saying you're against this or don't want this or you want this. You want, get out there and tell us and, you know, support us, and we'll get it done. You know, we'll hopefully move forward and, you know, get our education and our health and things in for Santry as well.
Okay, Louise, thanks very much for taking the call, and stay in touch and keep us updated. And
we will. And thank you so much, John. It's really good to get the message out there, and hopefully we'll get supported. Thanks again.
Okay, Louise, you're more than welcome. Thanks very much.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you, bye.